Good evening, everyone. Thank you, Doug. Okay, reading this off my phone, so let's hope it lives. Tonight, I'm speaking about suffering, which always feels a little hypocritical. I'm trying to be objective in saying we ought to embrace suffering. We don't grow in times of ease, but by trials and tribulations, which is a great word, tribulations. It's kind of epic. Bruce can tell you, smooth waters don't make a sailor. But I feel like a rich guy telling a poor guy he just needs to work harder and he'll be okay. I don't see myself as someone who has suffered a lot. And I don't mean to sound like I'm telling people who have suffered to quit whining. My list of grievances are sufferings through bad movies, bad jokes, and insufferable people. Someone who knows I'm from a broken family might think, that's my suffering. Well, me and, what, 70% of everyone? But I was lucky. I gained plenty more from my church, extended, and mended family. In truth, we've all suffered something. And through that, people either become empathetic or jaded towards other people's suffering. That's all part of the process that makes us who we are, and who we're meant to be. As Christians, it's our job to rise above our own sufferings and to take it and use it to our advantage to help people who have or are going through similar pains. If we don't, we lose an opportunity. You can probably recite James 1, 2 through 4 with me. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. I want you guys to take a minute and imagine heaven, what you think it is, if it's heaven as it's told from the Bible, or your own bounce house version of heaven. Take a moment, close your eyes, picture it. I find it helps to remember the bar of how much suffering is too much suffering is set pretty high by Jesus Christ. And as a second, I'd probably vote Job. We might believe that some sufferings are simply unfair, which no one wants to argue with when there are things so bad in this world, they're simply awkward to mention. But Jesus didn't just suffer on earth. He gave up paradise, full well knowing what he would walk into. His willingness to give that up should put into perspective what it is we fight for. We have to fight to see heaven. And it's glorious enough that Christ left it so we could have a chance to make it ourselves. Did I not bring it? I must have left it. Oh well. So when we ask God, why me? Think of the son that he surrendered to this world's horror. My mouth is dry. He suffered greatly for no fault of his own. I suffer because of my own antics. As much as I torment Chesna, she stands by me, and there's nothing that reassures me more than when she shows me love in the aftermath of whatever I've done to upset her. And when I ask myself, what have I really suffered? It's probably just enough to keep me in check. As Paul says in 2 Corinthians 1, 7 through 10, because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from exalting myself. Concerning this, I implored the Lord three times that it might leave me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I would rather boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Some of you might relate to this being the cause of your own suffering, that maybe we'd be just a little too cocky without it. it helps to remember that God never gives us more than we can handle. How we handle it can be resolved in different ways. Maybe we handle it ourselves, or maybe our way out is through someone else's intervention. To say, in some cases, someone who has experienced a similar trouble, which is why we not only have to accept how we've suffered, but we have to share it and let others know too. It's happened to me, and I've survived. I needed help, so I found some. Why waste that advantage? Sorry if this is getting kind of old, but there's another song I have to share with you guys because it encompasses this idea, this action, better than I can myself. It's called 4 Miles. It's also by Thrice. I know one day all our scars will disappear like the stars at dawn, and all of our pain will fade away when morning comes. And on that day, when we look backwards, we will see that everything has changed, and all of our trials will be as milestones on the way. And as long as we live, every scar is a bridge to someone's... excuse me. And as long as we live, every scar is a bridge to someone's broken heart. And there's no greater love than that one shed his blood for his friends. On that day, all of the scales will swing to set, all the wrongs to right. All of our tears and all of our fears will take to flight. But until then, all of our scars will still remain. But we've learned that if we'll open the wounds and share them, then soon they start to heal. As long as we live. Thank you, Cameron. You're the best. Every scar is a bridge to someone's broken heart. And there's no greater love than that one shed his blood for his friends. We must see that every scar is a bridge, and as long as we live, we must open up these wounds. When someone stands in your shoes and will shed his own blood, there's no greater love. We must open up our wounds. What have we suffered that Christ hasn't? We need to put ourselves out there, even if it makes us uncomfortable. He set that example. Placid waters simply don't nurture your growing faith. Don't resist the chance to become more worn. The simple truth of the matter is, even if it's an unspeakable, terrible experience, you, by surviving it, are now more able to assist and relate to someone who has also gone through a similar pain. It's a brutal perspective, but that's an opportunity we can't miss. So if we can assist you in any way tonight, please come forward while we stand and sing.